The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This week on the Wantlist Audio Edition, Spider-Man swings his way into a statue. We go to a galaxy far, far away to find some measuring cups. Batman has been around for 75 years, and we think of the one thing that could never possibly destroy us. I'm your host, Zach Wolf, and let's jump into this week's products. So the first product we have up this week is another selection from Sideshow Collectibles. They are doing a statue of the one and only Jean Grey from the X-Men. And this statue from Sideshow Collectibles, she is shown in her classic 1990s X-Men cartoon costume. That classic yellow and blue look that I think a lot of people, especially in my generation, started being exposed to the X-Men through this costume. I mean, it's got a classic theme song. It's just a good show that I know has influenced many of my friends, and they go back and watch all of their collector DVD set of the show. So it's no wonder that Sideshow would go to this design to start getting some of that young money up in their business. Jean Grey is shown here in this statue at standing at 18 inches tall. So you get a fairly big statue coming here from Sideshow Collectibles. I do believe there are two swappable heads for this feast. That is it. One with some flowing hair out of the back of her head, and one attached to a ponytail and then flowing out also. I love the detail on hair from Sideshow Collectibles, especially Jean Grey here. I think there's a lot of detail in her hair, and it kind of gets that whipping through the air motion as she strikes a very nice pose, and she's about ready to go on the offensive and blast some suckers, probably some sentinels. So I think that the hair is a wonderful piece of this statue. This is from Sideshow Collectibles, so you're going to be paying top dollar for a top dollar product. Is that what the statement is? Top dollar for a top dollar product? Sure, we'll go with that. This Jean Grey statue comes in at $359, so a little bit running up there in the statue market for how much that is. She is available for pre-order right now from Sideshow, but she will not be shipping until November 2014. So put your money in now if you want some Jean Grey, but you're not going to get it until almost the end of the year. Alright, we're sticking here with Sideshow Collectibles, but a statue designed by Hot Toys, but is on sale through Sideshow Collectibles. I don't quite understand Hot Toys, how they go about selling their statues, because Sideshow Collectibles designs statues and sells them themselves, but Hot Toys doesn't really sell their own figures, but their Sideshow is certainly more than happy, I'm sure, to take some of their business and sell it for them. So the new figure we have from Spider-Man comes from the Hot Toys 6-scale figure line, and that is The Amazing Spider-Man 2. So based off the upcoming movie, releasing May 2nd. Super excited about that. Getting some mixed reviews, but I'm still looking forward to it. It looks like a good time. Anyways, back to this 6-scale figure of Spider-Man. Based off the costume you will see in the upcoming Amazing Spider-Man 2 film. Whole lot of add-ons like you would expect from a Hot Toys figure. You're going to get a couple pairs of hands, like always. One fist, palms with a web shooting out, which is always great. And then there come some interesting add-ons that I haven't quite figured out yet. Those come in the accessories and costume place and one hand item. So Spider-Man will come in his classic suit. But he will also come up with some interesting clothing accessories, mainly an orange vest, a striped scarf, and a light blue beanie. The listing also says that he will come with a pair of palms for holding megaphone. So I'm kind of confused about what that is about. I'm sure it's a story point in the movie, but why Spider-Man would be wearing that in his costume is a little confusing to me. We haven't seen anything in the trailers. I don't know anything from the storyline that has been told. Why he would be dressed so oddly? Maybe you have, and if you have, certainly let me know. But I'm not really sure why they would show Spider-Man depicted like this with a 6-scale figure. Now, there are some great things. If you do buy this from Sideshow Collectibles, you will get a bonus little accessory, which is a plutonium case. We've seen Spider-Man chase down one of these in one of the long scenes that they've shown for the movie, where he's trying to chase down Rhino and he's bouncing around. It's kind of a funny scene. So if you order from Sideshow Collectibles, you will be able to get this exclusive accessory from them. So if you want to reenact that scene, you will be more than able. Now, I do have one issue with this statue. Now, like if we go back and we look at a Jean Grey statue, she looks very feminine. Jean Grey is a female, and she looks very much so. Sometimes, like in comics art, they will accentuate the more female features to kind of elicit some emotions in maybe the male population or female population that will draw them to that figure. Now, why don't we do the same thing with this Spider-Man figure? But the thing is, when you look at the way this Spider-Man figure is posed, it looks like he has no crotch. It's just flat. No codpiece, just kind of straight between the legs, nothing bulging out there. Which I find interesting because one is not realistic. Spider-Man in these movies wears a super spandexy kind of costume, which is going to show curves. And to not play that out in a statue, I feel like is kind of a disservice and a slap in the face to women and how they're depicted in their statues and with some features flaunted. And to just completely disregard it in a statue of a male seems kind of not cool. Maybe I'm just not seeing the right angle from this figure. That's totally possible. But from the multiple images I've seen, it doesn't look like Spidey's got a crotch at all. He's not packing a stick down there or whatever weird euphemism you want to inject there so I don't say something extremely stupid like pack a stick. So I just found that very strange in this statue. But so if you want to see more of these images of Spider-Man, you can sort of look down in the show notes. And if you are wanting to order this amazing Spider-Man 2 6th scale figure from Hot Toys, you can certainly head over to Sideshow Collectibles, and it is currently on pre-order. The price you're going to have to pay to order Spider-Man is $229.99, and it will be expected to ship in October of 2014. All right, we've talked statues from Sideshow Collectibles and Hot Toys. Now let's move on to kind of a more practical item. Sometimes we like to throw these in there in the want list. Items that aren't going to break the bank, but they can add a little geeky flair to your life. And that product this week is the R2-D2 Measuring Cup Set, exclusively from Think Geek. Now, I'm really big on collapsible things. I have a set of collapsible measuring cups right now that kind of squish together and stack on top of each other. I love those videos of apartment designers that can push beds up into walls and things are multi-purpose. I like things like this. So when you give me an R2-D2 statue that can disassemble into measuring cups, I have to have it. And that's exactly what ThinkGeek is giving you. It is... A R2-D2, but the body is built from four measuring cups, a fourth cup, a third cup, half cup, and one cup. And then one of the arm braces actually breaks down to give you the smaller measuring cup as the teaspoons and tablespoons and all that kind of stuff. The dimensions for this R2-D2 measuring cup set stand at 6.5 inches tall, 5 inches across, and 3.75 inches deep. You do not want to microwave R2-D2. He does not like that. He will beep, beep, beep at you, and he's also not dishwasher safe, so you're gonna be washing R2-D2 by hand. I'm sure he will like that very much. This is officially licensed from Lucasfilm, of course, not gonna be able to do that otherwise. And I just love things like this. I think ThinkGeek makes some of the greatest products out there if you want to kind of geekify your life. And I think a great place to do that is the kitchen. So I know I am going to be looking to pick up the R2-D2 measuring cup set, and maybe you will too. All right, that's it for those products. Now let's move on to a little bit of news. The first news thing coming is from DC Comics. You may know that this is the 75th anniversary of Batman this year. And to celebrate, DC Comics is going to be releasing a whole heck of a lot of new Batman figures. And they released a giant list of 45 figures that will be released from the Batman universe over the coming year. Among that list are figures based off many of the animated series, and a lot coming from the Batman video games, as you might expect, even some coming from the comics. Who knew? Greg Capullo art is going to be made into some figures for Batman, Robin, Dick Grayson, and I don't remember else. Who? Oh, Talon, Nightwing, the Riddler, and Batman. Those are the right ones from Greg Capullo. I'm just making stuff up off the dome, apparently, on this one. They also share some images of a in-progress figure for the Joker. It looks kind of interesting. Looks like he's kind of holding a phone, but I'm sure it's going to be made into a card at the end. One of my favorite figures that they kind of tease in this post was Mr. Freeze from Batman Arkham City. I love the design in that game, love the character in that game. And now we will all be able to join him in toy form. Some interesting products that I saw. A Batman dartboard coming out in fall 2014. Also in fall 2014 is a Batman wooden statue. Those are the only details that are given, but I'm sure that will be interesting. To celebrate the 75th anniversary, there's going to be a couple 4-packs of figures coming out. One will include Hush from Jim Lee, Batman Arkham Origins, New Frontier Dwayne Cook, and first appearance by Bob Kane. So if you want Batman looking in those eras, you can have that in one pack. Also, in Batman's 75th anniversary 4-pack will include Batman The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller, Justice by Alex Ross, Batman by Greg Capullo, and Super Friends Batman by Alex Toth. So there's going to be a whole lot of Batman coming at you over the next coming months. A couple Batman black and white statues, and even some Infinite Crisis Renaissance Batman action figure and Atomic Poison Ivy. So there's certainly not going to be any shortage of Batman figures coming up for the rest of the year. To see the whole list, we'll post this up on Major Spoilers over this weekend. Depending on which weekend it is, it could be all the way up there for the last year. So make sure to head over there. I'll put a link in the show notes, and you'll be able to check out all the figures that will be coming over the next couple months. All right, one more other quick bit of news. Hot Toys was awarded the Best Growth Award 2013 by Warner Brothers. Now, this comes from Warner Brothers Consumer Products Division, which gives out the award for the best growth of a company using Warner Brothers licensed products. So, people that are in competition for this are all people that can produce licensed content from Warner Brothers. And Hot Toys actually got this the 4th consecutive year in a row, which is interesting for best growth. So apparently they've grown the most over the last 4 years over Warner Brothers licensed figures, which is no big surprise. They show in the image, or in the article they posted to their Facebook page, they show a couple of the Warner Brothers licensed figures. You got the new 1960s Batman figures shown there, a couple from Dark Knight Rises, Man of Steel statues, and just a whole lot of good stuff. The Batmobile is also included in that picture. So a lot of good stuff from Hot Toys, as we've already talked about in this episode. No surprise that award goes to them. So congratulations, everyone, over at Hot Toys. And for our LEGO Kuso Minute this week, we had a project that a fan of the Wantless Audio Edition sent over our way. There, I got my eye on, so let's talk about it now. LEGO approved for product stage a fan design for the Ghostbusters 30th anniversary that included the Ecto-1 and the Firehouse, including all 4 minifigs of the main characters. And what would be the best way to supplement that product, you may ask? Well, how about a giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man LEGO figure? I don't know Lego project. We'll just say Lego project. This actually comes from the same fellow who designed the approved Ghostbusters project earlier. This one is just of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Comes in at a whopping 13 inches tall. He estimated that he used about 1,800 pieces to complete this set, but he said it could be reduced fairly easily because he was just using the pieces in his own library and due to budget. Interesting fact, took him 60 hours of design and build time to complete this Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and I freaking love it. He shows it in comparison to the Firehouse, and it almost comes up to the tippy top. Still got a little bit ways to go there, but it's certainly bigger than a regular minifig, and certainly the car. I think it's a great looking design, and he's also said, hey, let's throw some more minifigs in there. People love those. So in his design idea, he's also included a Walter Peck minifig, the Gatekeeper, Dana Bart, and the Keymaster, Lewis Tully, into this project. I think they all look great. Lewis looks freaking hilarious. Donald looks amazing, and Peck kind of looks like a moron. Don't like that guy. I think this is a great project that should get a lot of support on Kuso, and hopefully then LEGO will approve it to allow it to be sold right alongside their Ecto-1 and Firehouse. Currently, not very many supporters for this one. Only 799 is the time I'm recording. But of course, it only got put up this week, so maybe not many people know about it, but now you do. And let's all head over to LEGO Kuso and show our support for Brent Waller's Stay Puft Marshmallow Man LEGO project. And that's going to do it for this week on the Want List, already coming to an end. Make sure to head over to MajorSpoilers.com to see articles like these and so much more. While you're there, click on that Amazon.com link to buy all the items on your Want List over there. It's not going to cost you any extra, but a little bit. We'll come back to Major Spoilers to keep all these shows coming to you week in, week after free. Also, make sure to head over to YouTube, where you can watch the video edition of The Want List. Every Monday, a new episode will come out. Steven and I will give you visuals on the products that we're looking forward to adding to our Want List collection. Make sure to head over to iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to this show, and drop a rating, drop a comment. I love reading those. You can hit me up on Twitter with any questions or any products that you would like to see featured on the Want List. My Twitter handle is at ZWolf, two O's in Wolf, because that's the way my family does it. All right, that's it for this week on the Want List. We'll see you again soon.